personally fix on Krishna. So because the whole thing, you know, right? Bhakti means the soul and the relationship with the super soul. Sambandha, first stage, like we are getting knowledge about my relationship, our relationship with Krishna. I get the knowledge. Okay, I am the soul, I'm not this body, which is most important. Like this morning, this mother, Vishaka, Prabhupada's disciple, and she lives in Saranagati and is the mother of one of the students here. So really, really a person who actually you can hear the class, how you were there. So knowledgeable, really, you know, and not just theoretical, you know, memorize or read this many times, but actually have the knowledge. You can see somebody speaks and knows what she's talking about, you know. So it's actually leading that. Is living that those scriptures, is living those teachings, and so many years chanting Hare Krishna, you can see. So she was talking. What I was saying. I've lost the track now. Anyway, so. Anyway, I was going to say something, but I forgot. But basically, that person is unwavering. It's a person who is focused on the relationship with Krishna, you know. And the first stage is called Sambandha. Sambandha means we get the knowledge. Okay, it's true. Okay, so I have this relationship. Then we have Abhideya, means the process by which I actually act upon that, because it's not just the knowledge that I have, but it's actually what do I do with the knowledge. What do I do? I follow it. I try to practice, to apply in my life. You know? And then you have the goal. Prayojana means that actually you achieve the result that this practice is giving to you. So that's the idea. That's the idea. So let's continue reading. Who is unwavering and undisturbed through all these reactions of the material qualities. I was talking about the sadhana, all these qualities, you know, remaining neutral and transcendental, knowing that the modes alone are active. And this actually reminds me one verse in the Bhagavad Gita, I think it's the 7th chapter, where the Lord Krishna is saying that these energies of mind are actually divine. These material modes of nature are very difficult to overcome, Lord Krishna says, are very difficult to overcome. But this energy of mind, this energy actually, these modes are actually divine. These modes of nature, you know, that somebody comes and maybe, you know, and this happened to me or that happened to me, you know, like every day is something different or whatever in our life. The events are happening, but actually all these things are not just by chance, you know. You can see Krishna is there. So then we should ask ourselves, what is the teaching that I should supposed to learn, you know? What the Lord is trying to teach me here, you know? You know? Rather than overreacting that sometimes we do, you know, many times if you are in the lower modes. We don't reflect, we don't see that with a distance, you know? You know? So this is most important, to try to see that there is a director of the modes, you know. But that is maybe easy to say, but of course, that's the difficulty, to get detached from the mind, you know. We try to actually transcend the mind, the whole yoga system is about. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask, so we have an interactive class. I think you're much more knowledgeable. Yes? 42, 41. And he's just asking, what is the answer? No, next one. Next time, 22. We're just reading about the answer. That is tomorrow's verse. So it's Lord Krishna is answering, you know. He's unwavering. That person is unwavering. He's not... is neutral, is remaining neutral, you know, and transcendental, knowing that the modes alone are active. So I was saying that actually these modes are actually divine, you know, these energies are divine, but because the tendency that we have is that we try to control. Oh, this happened to me, so let me act in such a way so I am in control, and let me manipulate the situation, and, you know, in such a way that things get right for me. But actually, that's actually being a bit like a controller, you know. So as long as we are the enjoyer, the controllers, then we have to suffer. We are bound to suffer. Well, kind of, but indifference in a sense that this is not tamaguna. Because tamaguna is kind of a person who is not understanding really what's going on. You know, it's a person who is lazy, who is foolish, and then it's not the same, because this person is in full knowledge. He has actually detached. Is a person who is actually beyond. Like sometimes we say, at least where I'm from, I hear many times that this person is beyond good and evil. You know, it's a person who is not affected, you know, about fame or infamy or, you know, all these things. He can see the workings of life, and is actually fixed, because by our own strength we cannot do that. You cannot say, you know, I am unwavering, let me just be a transcendentalist, you know, because you're going to be because by the very nature of your thinking like this, I am, you know, aham kara, I am the doer. That means you are not transcendental, because you are actually thinking yourself as a doer. So this person is actually allowing the Lord to play an important part in his life, you know. Is abai, like Prabhupada, abai charan. Abai means without fear. Without fear means that it is not that I protect myself, I prepare things, as I am doing things. No, let the Lord to do. So in this way, he gains confidence in that really these modes are the Lord. You know, like he's playing the game, so to say, of life in the way Krishna says you should play the game. You should play the game, you know, meaning that surrendering to Krishna. Okay, I don't have food for tomorrow. Krishna is there. Okay, this person is gonna come and is gonna kill me. I don't do anything. Things like that, you know? Like, Prabhupada said, this is a bit exaggerated, but in order to see the point, Prabhupada said, we are just let's see what happens tomorrow. We don't have anything. We're just completely dependent on the Lord, you know? So that is the philosophy to, like, you can see exalted personalities, examples, like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were the disciples, direct disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the one who came 500 years ago, for those who you don't know, to propagate the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in India. So the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were just completely in the highest platform of devotion, and they were just sleeping under a tree. But maybe you go under a tree and you suffer and struggle like anything. Maybe you're just not that in that level. But we are talking about you asking, and Lord Krishna is saying, explaining here to Arjuna that actually, what are the symptoms of that person? You know, person who has transcended the modes. Okay, we are not yet on that platform, of course, at least myself. But we're trying to understand that is good. You know, trying to understand how things are actually, what is the ideal? Because if then it gets us easier for us. So yeah, this is the, you know, in which sense fatalism? Yes, in which sense fatalism? Oh, I'm not saying that. Actually, I'm saying the opposite. What I'm saying is, it's not that I say, but it is that Well, it will happen anyways. Actually, you cannot, because it's your mind telling you, oh, I won't have any food tomorrow. Oh, this person is going to do some harm to me. But it may be the case that because you put that faith in Krishna, that Krishna will actually reciprocate with you, you know. So it is not that the worst thing will happen if I surrender, but the opposite, because you know that is the highest, that bliss comes because actually you lose all fears and then you start loving Krishna because he reciprocates with you. So that's the idea, you know, that you're supposed to transcend these fears and all these insecurities, and then you can see how the Lord is actually, yes, it is your best well-wisher, he provides anything that you need, all that you lack, and preserve what you have. So that's the difficulty, you know, to free yourself. Like one of the Mahabharata, you know Mahabharata, when this is Bhagavad Gita is part of the Mahabharata and very famous, you know, Draupadi. Okay, so I'm here, Govinda, please help me. I'm in trouble. And Lord reciprocates because there is this relationship, this Sambandha, Videya and Prayojana, is not like a joke, it's real. It's based on sacred scriptures and it works. So it means that Draupadi has a loving relationship with Krishna, means both sides. So Krishna reciprocates, you know, he's actually just there willing to help us, you know. So this is the nice thing, you know, that the spiritual life, this story about the, you know, the eagle story in the top of the mountain and the egg drops on the bottom and the farm is there and the chicken, mother chicken takes the eagle egg and takes care of the eagle egg, and when the eagle is there with the chicken brothers there, looking at the sky one day, so these brothers, eagles, flying up in the sky, very majestic, you know. So he's looking and says, wow, I could be one of them. It's a question, you know, because he's looking, oh, I have big wings also, I could also fly like them. So this is our situation, you know. We're this eagle looking up, can I fly? Can I really develop this loving relationship with Krishna, obtain this freedom, you know, of this material attachment, all this material lust, greed, envy, and all these things that trap me in matter and make me suffer. Can I do that? Can I really? So this is the thing, you know. Can I really trust in Krishna? Can I put my life in Krishna's hands? So this requires, you know, for many people is out of the comfort zone. What is going to happen with me, you know? What if I give my, you don't have to, what if I give my house? What if I don't have any money? Who's going to take care of me, you know? What's gonna be, you know, like, where's my clothes, my food, my security, you know, who's gonna love me, you know, all these things. So it's not that easy, you know. So it's not fatalism, but it's the opposite. That means you transcend the fatalism, actually, if you have faith. But it requires surrender, means total surrender. Like the process of surrender is a gradual process which is supposed to increase more and more. But who is going to be the fool who is surrendering and surrendering more and more if you don't see any result, right? Like, yes, I give everything to you, my Lord, but the Lord is not there and the Lord is not helping me and I don't feel happier and I don't know if I keep surrendering, right? So that must indicate that there is no, right? There is must be something that is true, right, in this teaching. Otherwise, what is the point of losing? Like the what is this, one of the verses in Bhagavad Gita, the initial chapters, I think, that Arjuna is asking. So if you are not successful, if a person as a transcendentalist is not successful in his spiritual life, and then what happens? Because then it's like a riven cloud in the middle of the sky, and it's like it's not going with a mass of clouds, but it's just lost there somewhere. So if you're not successful in spiritual life, what will happen? Well, you'll feel like I don't have now material life because I gave up everything, and now I also don't have a spiritual life. So what will happen? So Lord Krishna says, no, any any advancement that you do, any little thing that you do, even if it's 1% or 0.5%, you never lose. You always keep this, and because it's eternal asset, it's spiritual. So material, you may lose everything. You may lose your house, your family, everything. But spiritual, whatever you do, Krishna will never forget. This is what I heard. So we can keep continuing reading, or you have more questions? Faith is, but it's not blind faith. Yes, faith in Krishna, yeah. But it's something that is worthy to try, you know. I'm from Spain, you know? and there's one who's a music band, and this song I like this song. It means live your life like it were a dream, meaning here maybe it's not appropriate because we are a bit against dreams, Mayavada dreams, but the idea is that you should live your life in such a way that do something that is really enthusing for you, you know, and then you feel satisfied at the end of your life, and then you think, yeah, I tried, you know that. I tried what I wanted, you know. So this is the idea, you know, that what is the point of having all this knowledge if you don't even try? So, yeah, we should try. We should, you know, to really give Krishna a chance, you know, basically. And then you can see how Krishna will reciprocate, you know. And then this is because we have all these fears, you know, at the beginning you don't know, and it's like, what is going to happen? And, you know, it's natural. It's natural. We live in a world full of dangers and so many problems, and, you know, especially now it's only crisis, economic and other types, wars. And so it's normal, you know. Like, you can see the animals, you know, some animals are so fearful, you know, because death is there. And, you know, so it's natural. But this is the idea, to gradually, the main thing is to chant Hare Krishna, you know. Like, we don't have to do anything exceptional or, you know, like, dangerous or anything. Basically, the whole thing is chant and chant and chant as much as you can, you know. So this is the process, and you don't have to give like a dangerous step further, you know. Basically, Krishna will help you, and if you chant a lot, then automatically it's an internal thing more than an external, you know. Like, you don't have to change anything in your life. You just basically carry on what you are doing, exactly the same thing. You know, whatever you do, if you work, you work. If you do this, whatever. Exactly the same life. The only thing you need to change is to chant Hare Krishna. Three words. You know? So the only thing. And then gradually, Krishna will reveal like that. So something like not... yes, we need faith, but faith automatically comes, you know. Automatically comes. It's not something like something very difficult to obtain, or something that only few ones can do it, you know. So all of us, we can just by the process itself opens up further and further in a gradual manner. Specifically, that's something that we can achieve, you know. It's not that Krishna is giving you something that is very difficult that you cannot do, you know. Little, you know, because he is like if he's a father playing with his son, you know, and he's trying to play with his son with a ball. So it's not that the father makes it very difficult to the child. No, it's a little here and a little there. Gradually the child gets confidence, you know, and then finally he becomes very, very good player. But at the beginning you cannot demand too much, expect too much from the child. So it's the same thing, you know. It's like this. The Lord loves us. So is the real object of that, this deserving, this that you put your heart on somebody, you know. So this is what I can say. And now it's no much more time, because the bhajaniers are here, ready for the ecstatic kirtan. So I think we'll close up here, unless there is a burning question. when he, thank you for asking nice questions and for listening so attentively. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai.